listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. Two Aussies have been charged over fake bank robocalls in the UK, one of them just 16 years old. Scotland Yard cracking down on the international ripoff back in August, sending the info onto the AFP of two potential users down under. It's alleged the Victorians used the iSpoof fraud website, allowing the robocalls to be made, and could face up to 10 years behind bars if convicted. The findings of the inquiry into Scott Morrison's self-appointment to multiple ministerial portfolios during his time in the top job will be handed to the Prime Minister today. Former High Court Justice Virginia Bell has been examining the matter since August, with a set of recommendations expected to be tabled, while former Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has given his first public comment since learning Morrison had taken on his role, saying he was blindsided by the revelation. Olivia Newton-John's daughter has delivered an emotional video message at the Arias overnight. Chloe Latanzi holding back tears in the tribute to her legendary mother on Channel 9.
She was so grateful and so moved by all of the support that she received from Australia during her cancer battle. Excuse me. I just wanted to say thank you so much for remembering her so beautifully.
Meantime, the late Archie Roach posthumously won Best Independent Release for his final record. And the ARA is expecting it will spend $6 billion this Black Friday sales. Cristiano Ronaldo has played his first game for Portugal since leaving Man United, his side taking down Ghana 3-2 in the FIFA World Cup this morning. While Socceroos key midfielder Adam Rustic is on track to be fit for Saturday night's pivotal showdown with Tunisia. And Bridget Patterson led the Strikers into the WBBL final in a thrilling final over win against Brisbane Heat last night in Adelaide. She's finished unbeaten on 45, helping the Strikers chase down 23 runs in the last two overs. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, sunny for Brisbane, a top of 31 degrees. Same goes for the Gold Coast and 28. Mostly fine for Sydney, 25 the max. Partly cloudy for Melbourne, a top of 20. Patchy showers for Hobart, 16 the max. While it's sunny skies for Adelaide and 31. Partly cloudy for Perth and 23 degrees. It's the daily stories that matter in under 20 minutes. Search The Briefing podcast on Listener, download the app now and listen for free.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.